Welcome to Fair with Mr. Nice Guy, and I'm your host, MNG. And today we have another Reddit read, and the topic of this one is Where is Mama? Now, this is how it goes. I often spend time one-on-one with my three-year-old in public, and I always end up getting asked something along the lines of, where the mama at, from random people. It has started to annoy me that as a man, I can't just be with my child alone. So I have started responding with answers that make them feel bad for asking. What are your responses to this question? Now, my first question is who the fuck just walks up to a parent and their child and says, hey, where's the mother at? Like, seriously. What does that have to do with anything? It's not like this person has kidnapped their child. This child doesn't look like they're in any kind of danger. So the first thing that come across your mind is to ask, where's the mother at? Now, I can understand if he was going to register the child for like school or some kind of activity that would involve some kind of parenting. Consent, or maybe it's a sporting event or something. I don't know. Like, if the kid plays sports, they're like, oh, you know, hey, you know, your child is really nice and they doing good. Hey, where's the mother at? Or maybe it's one of those things where they're trying to get to know. Maybe they try to get a vibe and trying to get their number. But it's weird to me that some people have this audacity where they will walk up to you and just start having general conversation or just generalizing whatever you're doing or trying to be more specific on what you're doing by asking a question that is none of their damn business. My other question would be to this father is, no, where are you when these questions are happening? Like, are you at the park, the gymnasium, or walking down the street? I mean, if you're having a one-on-one with your three-year-old, I don't know if this is your son or your daughter, it doesn't stay. But if you're having a one-on-one with your three-year-old, I don't think that is anybody's business of what the fuck that you're doing with your kid. Like, I don't know where would the context come in where it's like, well, where's the mother? It's not like you're taking them to a doctor's appointment. If you took them to a doctor's appointment, then I can understand why they would say, hey, you know, where's the mother? I don't like that there's this connotation or this idea that man can't be like the primary parent. And I think it's been such a stigma for so long because you have these women that have done it as single parents, or you have these women that have been in a household, stay-at-home moms that have been doing that for so long. So now there is this idea, or this idea that's been planted and developed, that hey, stay-at-home dads bad, dads that's primary, that's the primary parent bad. And it's been plenty of times, even me as a single father have been out and I've had conversations with people about, you know, my son and how old he is and how long I've had custody of him. And the craziest thing is people would be surprised to know that I did it by myself, or I did it with a support system. And you could see their eyes widen, kind of like a cartoon character. Their eyes wide, go wide like a cartoon character. And they're just trying to figure out, like, well, how did you do that? And you did it by yourself? Where's the mother at? And those kind of where those questions start to come in, where you're like, where's the mother? Like, how did you do it? And everything, and it's like, man can do it. Don't get me wrong. I don't 100% agree with stay-at-home dads, but everybody's situation is different. You may have a person that do want to be a stay-at-home dad. I don't have nothing against it or anything. That's your situation. And I respect it. It's just not me. Like, I just couldn't do it. That's just my personal preference. But if you a stay-at-home dad, you know, shouts out to you. You know, it takes a hell of a person to stay home and take care of the kids, because it's a different type of task, it's a different type of job than it is when you just have to go in to work. You know, kids require so much more attention and affection and endurance and stamina. Not many people can do it. Some people will lose their marbles having to deal with kids. But not trying to stray too far off of the subject. But yes, I have been in situations where people have asked me where my son's mother is at, and how did I get custody of him? How did I go against the court system and do all that? So I have a few things I want to say to this father about him and his child. And one of the things is understand where you are at. So what environment are you in? What are these people, what is happening around you for these people to ask you, no, where is the mother at? Are you out at dinner and a waitress asks you, like, is the mother coming? Like, where's the mother at? You know, that's a valid question, because, you know, we're not with the mother at. Maybe they're asking, like, you know, is another person coming? They start to get too involved into the question, then yeah, I can understand. Like, you've been a little bit too goddamn nosy. You need to mind your goddamn business. But other than that, I can't really see. You know, you're at the park, and just say you're walking through the park and somebody just stop and say, hey, you know, where's the mother at? I don't see that being one of those situations. But then it could be a situation where, you know, they're talking, and where you could be at like a park with other kids, and, you know, they just, you know, you're just watching them play, and some people are nosy, some people are concerned. So I wouldn't think of it as a big deal unless you are in a situation where y'all was kind of solo, walking, no other kids, minding your own business, and then some random people just came up, or a random person came up to you and just start asking just stupid ass questions. Then I'd be like, well, what the fuck is your problem? Like, get the fuck on. Like, don't come questioning me about where the mother at. Like, if y'all out shopping and you getting, and say it's your daughter, you getting her like a dress or something like that. You know, y'all did like a little father-daughter shopping trip or something like that, or a father-son type of, you know, sporting event, or y'all going shopping or something like that. You know, going shopping for suits or going shopping for clothes and everything, or how the case is. And then somebody turn around and say, oh, you know, where's the mother? I just can't picture a scenario or a situation where that's the first question that kind of comes out their mouth. And like, it kind of behooves me to think that a person would just walk up to a child and a parent and just say, hey, where's the mother at? Like you kidnapped the child or something like that. Like, the child doesn't look in danger. The child is not screaming or having an attitude of fuss or anything like that. So I'm just kind of confused. And then he says 3-year-old. So if he's saying it's a 3-year-old, the only thing I can think at that point is you're out doing activities amongst other kids, and the parents are asking, like, where is the mother at? Now, on the flip side of that, depending on the actual person that's asking, it could be a cute other mother that's asking, saying, hey, you know, where the mother at? She probably trying to, like I said earlier, she probably trying to catch a vibe from you and probably want to get your number. That could be, look, if that's the case, do what you do. I don't know if, you know, you're single or anything like that, but if this woman is asking this question, you know, hey, make it do what it do. Like, go ahead and do that. Like, get it popping, you know? Like, don't even question it no more. Like, go ahead, pull them, you know? It ain't a big thing. Shoot, I'll be out. If I had a 3-year-old, I'd be out with my 3-year-old too, walking around. I used to walk around with my son, and women used to be all like, oh, he's so cute and everything. I'm like, yeah, you know, we walking. But you know, that's just how women are. You know, they're attracted to kids. You know, it's like a maternal thing. Like, you know, some of them are attracted to kids. But I wouldn't think nothing of it. Like, use that as a platform, you know, to get some pussy. You know, like, no, I wouldn't feed too much into it. Like, if they, oh, where's the mother at? Well, you know, she's around. No, pregnant, but she's doing it, you know, doing it by myself, or I'm just out here with my kid, you know, she's around, she's at work, or you know how the case is like that, like, you know. But I'm spending some time with them, you know, we don't want a one-on-one thing. See what they say, you know, they may be trying to catch a vibe from you. If they cute or whatever, you know, they may be trying to catch a vibe. Nah, if it's like an old grandma looking type person that like she ain't got no pension and you know retirement's kicking her ass, man, tell her to get the fuck out your face. Just saying, like, I'm not really feeding too much into those to that shit. Like, don't come ask me random ass. I don't know you. Like, don't let me call a stranger danger. Like, I had to hit you with the butt. Like, I'm just trying to get an understanding, like, the situation. So you're not really giving me a whole lot of information on why these people are walking up to you. Like, what situation are you in? What area are you in? No, are you at a kid's playpen or something like that? Like, are y'all just walking in a mall, or you just got him in a stroller and y'all kind of cruising? Like, tell me what the scenario is. Like, I need to know a little bit more so I can really just give you like an idea of like how you can approach your situation. Now you could just start. Now I do like that you start responding to an answer that don't make them that make them feel bad for asking. Like, what are some of the things that you're saying? Because I'm gonna tell you, look, I'm all for the mean gestures. I'm all for them. Woman come up to me talking about some, hey, where's the mother at? Where your mama at? Matter of fact, where your daddy at? Where your own goddamn kids at? Why the fuck is you over here and looking at what we doing? Why you so invested in this issue right here? Like, you just random. Like, why are you invested over here? Like, I need to know what's your investment. Or, you know what, you ain't even get to turn a question. You ain't even get to answer a question with a question. Just be like, well, why the fuck do you want to know? And fuck that. Don't even answer that question. Just walk past them. Don't even say shit. Ain't like they about to call the police. What you calling the police for? Ain't even none of your fucking business. There ain't no Amber Alert out. It ain't shit. Y'all motherfuckers, what? Find your damn kids. Where the fuck your kids at? So the other thing that I could think of that you could say to these people, when they say, well, where's mama at? She dead. We just came back from her funeral. Look, be like, we just came back from her funeral. That'll really give them a shocker, like, mind your damn business. Go get you some goddamn business and get the fuck out of mine. That's how you start telling these motherfuckers when they come, well, where's the mama at? We just left the funeral a few hours ago. I brought them to the park so they can kind of, you know, decompress. And tell me that don't fuck their life up. And then if they ask you again, like, switch it up every time. Like, they come ask you, like, where's the mama at? Oh, she just got married and went to the Bermuda Triangle for her honeymoon. Like, really just start throwing some real ridiculous shit at them. Like, you're gonna have the best stories to tell as your kid get older. I'm telling you, it's gonna be the best. Turn around and just flat out tell them, like, yeah, she just got married and she's off on honeymoon. She left the kid with me all alone. Yeah. Or it'd be like, look, yeah, like, where's the mom at? Well, I just adopted this kid on Monday. You know, they had a lot of trauma. And they, like, just throw them some, like, some real curveballs and see if your stories for the party don't get better. I'm telling, I will be throwing them all kind of shit to the side. Every time I get asked this question, I'm throwing some ridiculous shit in the air. Like, just 100% crazy shit. I'll be coming up with so many different stories. By the time they get done asking all their questions, they're gonna be feeling sorry for me trying to give me a donation. And I'm taking all donations. Matter of fact, I would tell them this, like, where's mom at? We just found out that his mom is strung out on crack, but, you know, we're taking donations to, you know, get her into rehab. You know, if you want to provide a donation, you know, you can always send it to this Cash App or this PayPal. And, you know, we're going to make sure that we can go ahead and get her the best help that we can. I just brought them to the park, or I just took them out shopping just so, you know, it can try to get it off their mind. Woohoo! I will be throwing all kind of curveballs. Shoot, let them people come up and ask you where the mama is. You could probably make some bank off their asses. It'd be better than sitting on the corner trying to panhandle. Just saying. You know, they walking up talking about whatever they talking about. Where the mama at? Yo, man, throw them some sidewinders. Just to the right, to the left. Just throw them sidewinders. It's gonna be hella funny in the end. I promise you, hands down. You're gonna be dying laughing. You're gonna be like, man, MG, you crazy. Like, thank you for the motherfucking advice. I'm like, bro, I'm here for you. I'm here for you and all the other single fathers. I'm here for the fathers that are actually in their kids' lives on one side of the fence and the other. I'm telling you right now, hey, get it together. Truthfully, 100%. Now, the other thing I want to say about that is perception. Whatever the perception is, where you at? Like, are you in America? Are you in Canada? Are you in Africa? Are you in London? That matters, because whatever the perception is in that area, it's going to be different. Just the Q&As that I go through about me having custody of my son. For almost all the women that I date are surprised, shocked that I have custody of my son, and I've had custody of him for the last 15 years, and I've done it with no help. So that just kind of, whether it raises up red flags or it makes people more aware of how many fathers that are out here that have custody of their kids, but they all are shocked. And they all say the same thing. Man, I don't know too many fathers that have custody of their kids. Or if they don't say that, they say, oh, I know like one or two other people that have custody of their kids. But there's always this shock of the duration, and then there's this whole Q&A, where's mother at? How did it happen? I done had to tell the story several times. Several hundred times at that, I had to tell the story. And I'm comfortable with telling the story. I'm comfortable with sharing the story, because my story is a positive one. And my story, I would want to help other people so they would know, hey, I can do this shit too. And you can. It may take a little bit different, a variation of strategies to do it. But if you believe that having your kid is where it's at, then definitely go with that approach. I understand how you feel. It's getting the questions in, getting the understanding. But see, I like to tell people, and you should probably tell them in whatever situation that you're in, wherever you are at, because a perception is the one thing that challenges people because of what they have not seen, or what they have been told, or what they have been experienced. Those are kind of things in particular environments, in particular cultures, that kind of shape the minds of the majority. So you have like a minority of people that are like, okay, well, you know, I've seen this before. I know 10 to 15 people that are in the same situation. But then you have those that have not been in the situation. So it all depends on where you are. Like, if you're going to a location where it's primarily women, you know, you're taking your kid there and it's primarily women, and they bring their kids there and they just having fun and communicating and everything that's happening, you're probably going to get that question. And it's, and because of that environment and the perception, it's an honest question. I wouldn't be too mad about it, because they're basically kind of curious, because they don't see a man with their child in this particular area all the time. So it will behoove them to ask the question, hey, like, where is the mother at? Is the mother like close by? Or so I wouldn't be too upset about that, depending on where I'm at and what's the perception. Now, if you are with the mother, she's your wife, your girlfriend, y'all live together, whatever the case may be, then I would have a conversation and see, like, hey, when you go out, what happens when you go out? Like, do they ask where the daddy at? No, they don't ask that shit. They don't ask that shit because the father doesn't matter. Because it is the perception that the child should always be with the mother. That's the perception. That's the idea. And I think as a culture, as people, we need to get away from that. We need to get away from the idea that the father cannot be the primary custodian. The courts, and it all depends on the judge. Everybody has to remember that the law is interpreted. So when it comes to the judge has to interpret the law or apply the law as fairly as possible. But even the laws, the lay of the land, all of them basically believe in the idea that women are the custodial primary parent because they birthed a child. And the father, parental rights, let's just call it how it is optional. But why is it considered optional? Is it because the woman birthed a child and has more of a connection? Or is it because the father can walk away? Does that make it optional? Because when it comes to parental rights, they would take a man's parental rights away before they take a woman's away. The woman would have to be in very dire situation in order for her to lose her parental rights. And then when she does lose her parental rights, it's almost considered blasphemy when she loses her rights. She has to be homeless. And even homeless don't even get to lose their rights. So it can be homeless in a combination with something else. It's a perception of it. I wouldn't be so offended by it because it all depends on the perception of where you at. Now, if you're just sitting on a park bench and some random person just walks up and asks you where the mother is at, then definitely be offended. Cuss that motherfucker out all day long. From Monday to Sunday, cuss that motherfucker out. Now, if they do not come up to you in just random locations and you're at an event or a location or activity and there's a whole bunch of kids there and the parents is asking like, yeah, you know, hey, where's the mother at? And it's just casual conversation. I won't be too offended by that, you know, because you're in a casual conversation. So it all depends on the situation. It all depends on perception. Just to kind of recap, it all depends on where you at, the perception of the people where you at. And then you can always, you know, just throw them just little sidewinders to make them feel any kind of way. Just say whatever. We just buried her 6 feet on Tuesday and we just trying to decompress and get it off our mind. You know, we really sad about it. They'll just say some off the wild shit, right? But I am your host, MNG. This is Farewell, Mr. Nice Guy. You can always send us an email at farewellmrniceguy@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at farewellmng. We put all of the next episode that's going to come up. We put the postings out of what's going to come up, what we're going to talk about, and everything. So check that out. Make sure you go ahead, follow, subscribe, follow this. Go ahead, send us over a voice link. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Love to hear what you got to say. I see you on the next episode. Peace.
Thanks for joining us on this unfiltered journey with Farewell, Mr. Nice Guy. We hope today's conversation brought you fresh insights and a renewed embrace of authenticity. To keep the canon vibes flowing, hit the subscribe button for more thought-provoking episodes and share the podcast with your friends. As we wrap up, keep embracing your true self, navigating life's twists, and making connections truly count. Until next time, remember that your journey to authenticity and growth is one to cherish.